Welcome to Awaken to Sleep Education.
So let's get to our questions. Someone named User put wet Q-tip. I believe that's in relation to maybe a exercise or a treatment modality.
Yeah, I wonder if what they're referring to is sometimes, you know, we really have to help increase that proprioception. Like you might think asking somebody to bring the tip of their tongue to their incisive papilla is an easy task, and it is not always. So one of the things we do is dip a Q-tip in like ice cold water, bring it to the incisive papilla, and then have the patient elevate their tongue. So perhaps that might have been what they're talking about, but I'm not sure.
Interesting. Cool. Remember, more context in your question, make sure that we answer the right question. So Dr. Alvarez says, have you used physical therapy trigger point to use a physical therapy trigger point exercise of opening muscles?
So I work with physical therapists that do trigger point therapy. I don't personally do it, but I have, again, I refer to outside to physical therapists. I try my best to kind of stay in my lane. And unfortunately, as registered dental hygienists, we do not have the license to touch, which is wild to me because we're literally in people's mouths all day long. But at least in Connecticut, I don't have a license to touch.
Got it. It's a good line to know. You got to know what the rules are so you can either abide by them or break them like an artist. But Dr. Alvarez asked a different question. Can my RDA expanded function 2 get certified in Mayo?
So here's the thing. There is not a governing board for myofunctional therapy. So technically, there's nobody that's telling you can't. However, they really should have some kind of healthcare license. So typically when somebody takes our course, we're asking for their hygiene license number, you know, their speech license, their nursing license, proof of that. So there aren't going to be a lot of myofunctional therapy courses that are going to allow dental assistants in the course.
Got it. All right, you guys keep these questions coming. These are good. Cassie asks, if Mayo is already part of the scope of practice, is it necessary to be certified? Can you practice Mayo without being COM?
Great question. So I don't know if you've already taken, you have to take a myofunctional therapy course. Like you have to have a 28-hour introductory course under your belt to practice myofunctional therapy. However, you do not need to be certified. So I did not get certified for the first 3 years that I was a myofunctional therapist. As soon as you're done taking our course, you can literally start practicing that next day. So no, you do not need to be certified to practice.
Great. I like that requirement though. That's good insurance for those who are practicing. Dr. Custer asks, if an adult has a narrow palate, does that have to be corrected before Mayo?
Yes. So it really depends on how narrow. You know, if you really think about it, it's going to be very difficult to teach somebody to rest their tongue. There just isn't enough real estate for up in the roof of the mouth. So oftentimes we are referring for expansion. Now for adults, depending on how they're going through that expansion process, I might see them through that expansion process. And if you remember how I mentioned that typically you're seeing patients once a week or once every other week, but depending on other interventions, it might be different. So say a patient's going through like removable appliances for expansion, I might see them like once a month. So we can still work on creating good foundations and changing poor oral habits, but I'm also following them throughout that expansion journey.
Awesome. Great. All right. Can you practice on your own? I'm guessing as a non-doctor or a hygienist, or do you have to be under a dentist or doctor?
So you definitely want to look up your state regulations. But most myofunctional therapists that are registered dental hygienists do have private practices. So I have a private practice. I do not practice under a doctor.
Cool. Great question. Yeah. We had our friend User who asked the Q-tip question.
Q-tip for nasal hygiene.
Yeah.
Yes. So another really good nasal hygiene trick with the Q-tip, if you get white flower essential oil, dip the Q-tip in that, and then there's three spots that you want to hit on the nose. That works really well for nasal hygiene too.
Awesome. Co asked, I've seen molecular iodine nasal sprays. Wondered if that would be good for nasal hygiene as well.
Yeah, so I have some patients that have already been using those. I don't recommend them just because I love the X-Clair nasal spray. But if I have a patient that already has a good nasal hygiene regimen going, I'm not going to change it on them.
Cool. Awesome. Galaxy S8. Tempted not to ask this because you didn't put your real name, but we're going to go with it. How does certification work if there's no governing body?
That's a great question. So I don't know if you mean like what does the process look like, but so again, there's different institutes that offer different certifications. The COM, which is the one that you're able to take after taking my course, is offered through the International Association of Orofacial Myology. They do have a board, and that board not only is the test, does the test consist of, I want to say it's like 100 multiple choice questions. It is open book. It's based off a lot of research, a lot of reading. There is also a clinical portion. So a board member flies out to where you are and watches you perform therapy at different stages throughout their program.
Yeah, I do want to kind of say, and I don't know, this might be tongue in cheek, but you know, a lot of the medical and dental boards that exist today didn't exist 50 years ago. It started with something like that academy that was a group of healthcare providers who banded together, gathered the data, gathered the studies, and created criteria, and it starts with that group. And so this is the start of one of those additional therapies that's impacting the airway. So yeah, cool. Dr. Zembecki said, is the width of a standard cotton rule still a good rule of thumb as a basic screening tool for narrow arch?
Absolutely. So our cotton rolls generally are about 37 millimeters. So if you put that cotton roll up between 3 and 14 and you're shoving that thing up there, that patient most likely is going to have a deficient maxilla. So definitely a good rule of thumb.
Awesome. All right, folks. We had one person say, check out a book, Growing a Healthy Child, Secrets from a Wise Doc. I don't know anything about that book, so I can't endorse it. But just so you guys know, last call for questions. We are wrapping up. I can say, Brittany, we've gotten some comments in the chat sent to the hosts and panelists that people loved the talk tonight. It sounds like this is a can of worms, and we've opened it for some of these folks. If there's one thing that you could encourage everyone with tonight, the most important thing about myofunctional therapy and helping patients, what would that be?
Nasal hygiene. We need to be able to breathe through our nose. Even as a myofunctional therapist, I could be voted the best myofunctional therapist in America. If my patient cannot breathe through their nose, I will not be successful. So doing what we can to, nasal hygiene, reduce allergens, talk about, breathing and how patients feel that they're breathing. Just really start those conversations. As we do already in our sleep practices. So yeah, I would just really encourage the use of nasal hygiene. If there's one thing that you're going to start incorporating, that's very easy to make for a recommendation.
Awesome. Dr. Zambek, you jumped in again. Will the certification class cover sleep disturbed breathing?
Yes. Yep. So we have in our course, we have a module on sleep disordered breathing for the myofunctional therapist. And then we actually have two bonus modules. One is by, oh, balloons on my face. One is by Dr. Kevin Boyd, who is a pediatric airway dentist out of Chicago. And another one is by Dr. Ben Moralia, who's an airway dentist out of New York.
Thank you for joining us on this webinar. If you'd like more information on dental sleep medicine education, coaching, or home sleep testing services, please feel free to reach out to us at awakentosleep.com/edu or at info@awaken2sleep.com. Thank you and have a great day.